You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
When you start peeling layers, you start seeing deeper things. The power's in the conclusion. So don't get fascinated with starts. Don't get fascinated with January. Where you at December 31st, 2024? You can decree it now where you will be at December 31st, 2024, because you're greater than a January or a new start. You can say, I am a finisher.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, I Am a Finisher. Today, Bishop will be teaching from James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25.
Do not listen to people who haven't been married for 30 years, giving you instruction about how to be married or how to stay married. A lot of you young people are listening to your divas that ain't got no man. If you really want to know what it's like, get somebody who's stuck with it and let them talk to you about how to deal with it. People who were doers, doing it for years, getting up, doing it for years, in and out. Let that person teach you. I would not go to a marriage conference if a person had been married for 7 years. I don't care how dynamic they were. I want to see you endure some things before you start instructing me. There are people who start cooking, and I'm real mild because I'm not a cook. But I've watched people cook. And feel like because they cook, the work is done. But it's really not done until you finish. And finishing isn't just finishing the meal. It is making sure everything is put back in place. Now, we did a competition here several years ago, and I was a part of it. And I went and got my chef's outfit, the hat, the full regalia. Had my pit, had a nice barbecue pit, a drum, and I went and bought some ribs, and I cooked my ribs. I think I came in second or third. That means if I practice, I may be the best cook of all. I would be the total package. Because when I step into something, I step into it hard. I go hard in the paint. I wanted to know ingredients and spices and how do you mix them. I only did it for one day. But I go hard in the paint. I came in second. It was second or third. And I don't cook at all. Just to let you know, if you practice, if you just practice. But one of the things I do is when I finish cooking, when I finished, I didn't leave my mess to somebody else. I wanted to make sure that everything was put right, put back into place. I wanted to know how do you cool down coals so no one would get hurt or no kid would come up. Because I'm thinking and not thinking and I'm talking and get burned by something that I created. And I wanted to make sure that the, what do you call it? You squirt it on coals to make fire. The lighter fluid. That it was put in a safe spot. So no kid would stumble on it or maybe drink it. My mind was going like that. that I don't want my good to turn evil. And that's how I approach life. I can't really talk about cooking a lot because I don't do it. But I wanted to use it as an example because I can see many of you do. And I applaud you. Let's finish the work. One of the things that I enjoy doing as a father is watching my younger brother eat and my people eat, my family, the way they eat. The way he chooses food. It's like his whole face is involved. I mean, it's like, come on, son. When I got married, I would take my family and my wife to a restaurant. She always wanted to eat from my plate. I didn't understand that. The growl would rise up in me. The growl. You ever been around a dog that that when you try to get around their food, they growl? It will rise up in me. Get your own. I have escaped those things. Now, I don't care. You can taste it. I get joy when I see people eat. I get joy when I see you chewing on the word and taking notes. Because I know you can't retain everything. See, I know this as a teacher. If I would ask you, what did I preach 30 minutes after the message? You'd be like, it was good. In the new year, I want you to finish strong. I want you to write things down. Take down the nomenclature of my recipes. So when you're all alone, you can cook your own meal. The finisher brings his things to closure. The power is not in the start. It is in the closure. The power is in the completion of a thing. Solomon says, as he's concluding the book of Ecclesiastes, the conclusion of the whole matter is to fear God and to keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. It is not to go to work and to create a retirement. The conclusion of the whole matter is to fear God. So the power is in the conclusion. A lot starts. A lot of people start. But only a few finish. Go to any college course. You may see 30 in the class. But when you finish, there's only 8. Go to any boot camp. 65 start. But only 40 finish. Go to any Top Gun school. A lot of people show up on the first day. But only a few finish to become pilots. Many people have joined this church, over 8,000 in this building. That's a lot of people coming through. But how many finish? The finishers are a microcosm of those who start. Many people ask questions, but only a few try to search out a matter. Many people ask why and why and why and why did he have to do it this way and why do you have to do it and why me? But only kings search out the matter. And if you're a queen and if you're a king, you're going to take it to the next level and get beyond just saying why. But I'm going to search it out. I'm going to escape procrastination. And I don't want to get ahead of myself. But I got a word from the Lord. Oh my God. The power is in the conclusion. So 1 + 1 = if you just say 1 + 1, 1 + 1 and stay there and never go to the equal. And the conclusion of the mathematical equation. We're not going to get anywhere. Joseph Allen and his fellow scientists got me on a Zoom and taught me about AI. These are scientists. I'm a novice, but they broke it down so I can understand it. And they taught me the word algorithms and showed me how algorithms work. And I never sat in a class, but I understood it by the way they taught. But the conclusion is not in their teaching. The conclusion, the reason why he empowered me is to make me a better speaker. That when I speak to you about AI, I will be more informed. The conclusion is when you understand what I now know. And you're able to process it in how you function and flow. If you just taught me and I sat on it and didn't include it in the way that I teach, then we will never experience the power of the moment. Many of you got knowledge and you got a lot of experience, but it's never tapped into because you're never finished. You only showed up. And if I count you, can I count on you to show up and to do what you know to do? The effective, the efficient, the successful, the valuable is in the conclusion of a thing. Let me say it again. The effective, the efficient, the successful, the valuable is in the conclusion of a thing, not in the start. A lot of people get all hype when they meet somebody. But it's not, that's not it. That's just honeymoon. When you start peeling layers, you start seeing deeper things. Thank you, Lord. The power's in the conclusion. So don't get fascinated with starts. Don't get fascinated with January. Where you at December 31st, 2024? You can decree it now where you will be at December 31st, 2024. Because you're greater than a January or a new start. You can say, I am a finisher. And I'm good to the last drop. I'm greater than Mackwa House. Thank you, Lord. December 31st, 2024, when you get the last drop of me, it's going to be just as potent as the full cup. Thank you, Lord. Y'all with it? I got to say it again. The effective, the efficient, the successful, the valuable is in the conclusion of a thing. A thinker. Let's think about a thinker now. A thinker. A starter and a finisher. Let's think about a thinker. A thinker is a person that has ideas. Person that has concepts, parables, impressions, even perceptions. A thinker is that kind of person that has perceptions and ideas and concepts. And a thinker is just what I just mentioned. They do a lot of thinking. It sounds just like it is. A thinker thinks. But a person who does is greater than a thinker. America, we've sold our soul to people who can think with us. But what in the world? I almost said something I shouldn't say. What in the world do you do after you think? You got these concepts about life, but nothing is put to action. I can't get ahead of myself because I got to come against procrastination. Because that's what thinkers do. They think and then they procrastinate and they think and they can have a whole conversation about what the concept is. Even the equation, the geometry of a thing. What's another mathematical course? Trigonometry and calculus. Can understand the stars and constellations. But you'll never be an astronaut. You're just an observer. You'll never lift off the pad. You're in a place of safety, gazing at the stars, thinking about it. But an astronaut say, I'm willing to take a chance and get closer and do something about it. A person who does can do a lot of thinking, but they do things versus just staying in that arena called thinking about it. If you're a thinker and that's where you stay, usually it's hard for you to make a decision because you're thinking so much. I'm telling you, that's dangerous. And it needs to be broken in the name of the Lord. You will make more money if you start doing what you know to do now in the new year. Your salary will increase by 25 and 30% if you will start doing. Let me say it again. I'm prophesying. Your salary will increase by 25 and 30% if you will start doing what you need to do in your home, in your community, and in your church, and in your personal devotion. The revenue is waiting on you. The heavens are bending. God cannot release the glory because we're not ready. We're just thinking about what we need to do. But if you ever become a doer, the heavens and the portals will open and release it. Heaven is pregnant with the next move. 9 months. And can't release because we're not prepared. That lady said, you got to prepare the room. The room has to be prepared before a baby comes. You got to sanitize some things. You got to make sure the instruments are there. You got to have the right kind of lights. You got to have the right kind of atmosphere and temperature if you're going to birth a baby. And where's the incubator? The room has to be prepared. Only doers prepare before the thing we're looking for arrives. Are you ready for the new year? Have you prepared for it? Thank you, God. Are you ready for the glory? Are you ready for the increase? Have you lengthened your cords and strengthened your stakes? Good God from Zion. If you're a thinker, it may take you a while to decide to step into arranging, into planning, into designing, taking the blueprint and designing something, looking at a replica and seeing what you can do to make it better. Thinkers stay there, but doers start planning and arranging and strategizing and designing. So when the time shows up, we can maximize the moment. We don't ever want to have sad memories of lost opportunities. Write it down, doers do. They act. Doers do. They act. They make movement. Doers do. They act. They make movement. They accomplish. Doers do. They act. They make movement. They accomplish the task. They accomplish the task or the assigned task. Doers do their job. They don't just look at a matter, they deal with it. God brought me here not to be a replica of what's here, but he brought us here because he wants us to do something different. That's why he made us different. And everybody in this room is different. And everybody in this room was cast out of something that you love, but they didn't think you should fit in. You never fit in totally. Thank you, Jesus. That's why he brought you here, because you're unique. And you got a unique gift, and you shouldn't be satisfied with being with the crowd. God is going to tweak you here because he wanted you to be different, and he's setting you in a motion or in a place that when you set, the things will change. I'm a teabag. You put me in warm water, I'm going to change the taste and the color. Because I got ingredients in me. I just need to be in the right environment. You can't keep me in the cupboard too long. You can't keep me locked up too long. You got to put me in something warm. Many of you have been misplaced, put on a shelf way too long. And the community needs to taste and see what God put in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the Holy Ghost is pulling you out of obscurity and pulling you out of thinking and not doing, and pulling you out of starting but not finishing. I want you to consider what you do or don't do. It's much more important than what you say. I want you to consider doing or not doing is much more important than what you say. It is not the ones who talk a lot that's successful in the next season. It is the ones that do. And I don't care if you're the tortoise in a race with a rabbit. I need you to keep stepping. I should not come back in a month and you still standing still. There's enough in you to finish strong. Say, I am.
I am.
Everybody's not going with it. I need everybody to say, I am.
I am.
A finisher. I'm going to say it like Martin Luther King. And I need y'all to get with it. I am.
I am.
A finisher. That's right. Good God from Zion. Put those hands together. I am the finisher. There's some dangers of procrastination. And I come against the spirit of procrastination that hinders us from finishing strong or even starting. We'll have an idea and God has given us the impetus, but we stand still. One of the dangers of procrastination is it slows down your academic performance. If you procrastinate, you'll never get straight A's. You don't cram before the test. You do a little bit every night. Help me, Jesus. I'm preaching better than you saying amen. You don't cram. You don't party all the time. Party all the time. Party all the time. And expect to have an A. And want me to pray that God help you in the test. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. Usually when you take a test, the teacher's silent. Glory to God. Teacher stands back and watch. Make sure you don't cheat. And a lot of times in the new year, I'm going to stay quiet while you're testing. Because I'm giving you the word now. It's a funnel. All you got to do is apply it to your life and start being a doer, and you'll overcome.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, I am a finisher, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2312-3108. That's reference number 2312-3108.
Abbasar Inspired Men. Registration is still open for Lift 321, the 2024 Men's Advanced Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 12th and 13th. Scan the QR code in the lobby or check out the Truth Revealed mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event.
Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m. with Pastor Sabrina. Ladies, beginning in January 2024, we will dive deeper into deliverance and spiritual warfare, conquer spiritual battles, and find freedom in Christ with our new book study, The Bondage Breaker, by Neil T. Anderson. Purchase your copy for $15 at the communication and promotion counter and join us to discover the truths that set people free in Jesus.
Brevard Family Partnership is looking for volunteers for the Open Table Model. Volunteers should have a passion for empowering and a heart to help individuals work towards self-sufficiency. Contact Lori Anna DeGennaro at 321-266-0603 for details.
Our first communion for 2024 will occur during the 8 and 11 a.m. service on Sunday, January 7th.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.